I recently went on a field trip with my 5-year-old daughter's class. The purpose of the trip was to test our school board's emergency evacuation plan, and since her school is within 10 miles of our local nuclear power plant, it was a logical choice for the exercise. The kids all lined up patiently until their class was called, and then we boarded the school bus for a nearby high school. I've got to admit I had butterflies in my stomach until the bus started rolling. But then the kids started singing the wheels on the bus, and I noticed what a really great day it was. We rolled on past all the familiar landmarks. I wondered what would happen to all of it in the event of a real emergency. As the bus pulled up to the evacuation center, I asked the driver if this hadn't been an exercise, would she still be driving? She just shrugged and started to laugh. I followed the kids into the school gymnasium, where the teacher took attendance and stuck a name tag on each child. While we waited for the rest of the buses to arrive, one of the little boys in front of me wondered out loud why we were there. The boy sitting next to him said it was because we were on a field trip and he'd seen lots of fields. Then we all piled back onto the buses for our return trip. On the way back, the children began singing Humpty Dumpty, and suddenly I felt this overwhelming sadness. It felt like our community's Humpty Dumpty. Here we are, raising our kids, assuming that everything is safe and secure, and all it takes is a little nuclear accident down the street, and wham, it all comes crashing down around us. But we are so convinced that everything's okay that we build these things next to our schools, our homes, and the fields that we grow our food in. And then we distribute emergency evacuation plans with our welcome wagon baskets, like this is a good thing. It's no secret that I don't like living next to a nuclear power plant. The sheer size of the thing makes me nervous. I guess that's the reason I wanted to join my daughter's class. I wanted somebody to prove me wrong. So, as we approached my daughter's school, I asked the driver what would happen in a real emergency. I asked her how the drivers would be contacted, and she said the buses were equipped with radios. I asked what would happen if they weren't on the buses, and she smiled and shrugged. Once again, without speaking, she gave me an answer that I really didn't want to hear.